Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut the chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling. Cut in pockets. We take the dollar, dollar. Can't a damn soul stop it.
Here comes the new kid on the block. Hold on, you bet. It's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood, call it homegrown. Towards reaching testosterone. Power and money got me crazy cocky. No longer need you, poppy. I know you're mad because you can't stop me. And if you wonder how this player done scooped your honey, I think she smell my cologne. It's called brand new money. Making major moves, man, ain't a damn thing funny. Pimpin' hood rats to playboy bunnies. They see the... They see it.
Dollar, dollar, and roll without 50. Like to go out smelling fresh and looking spiffy. Don't like clean money, I want my wrist to be filthy. Pops with that retirement fund, I can't just till I'm 60. So what am I supposed to do? Rolling through, set it, patting them pockets, sell them, stack it, hold it too. Ching, ching, bling, bling, catching cash and lump. It's a polo, get a jacket, I'm selling them out my trunk. Whenever, whatever, it takes a shake down a dollar. Muscle in that direction, wait a minute, holla, holla. All wants to know where they go, where they went. In a mink and Marshall Monday, smelling just like a mint. If you can't see the money, get your eyes clean with Visine. I need 5 things for 7 digits at a time. See my children chilling. The best never worse. See, we never get the pebbles, they got the rocks first. Bank vaults, I'm locking. Ching, ching, we're mocking. I'm rocking. My family Christmas stockings are shocking. Fine women, any weather. Naughty denim and leather. Call it chicken, whatever. Sunday gets better. I'm one smart cookie, the vet that smacks rookies. My socks on top, your check bounce while mine's boogie. Wrist, I must rock it. Chick, stop it, I knock it. Cash looks like I got a gang of fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket. Fists in my pocket.
Here comes the money.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Ride Raid with your host, Static, co-host, Gino G, and the co-host, Psycho Killer.
Let's see here. We have him here with us, and we got Speedy. What's going on, Speedy?
Maybe she's on mute again.
Or she just forgot how to talk.
Probably.
I was on mute, like you just said. I was on mute.
Well, let's try again. Hi, Speedy.
Hello.
What's going on? See, you're acting like Chris like last night. Every single time we talked to him, it took him like 5-10 minutes like just to respond.
Not always.
Man, last night, the fuck you talking about always? Last night, man, I'm talking about last night.
Dude, last night I was zoning the fuck out.
Yeah, we figured. Yeah, you were zoned the fuck out. I was high as a motherfucker.
Very interesting show.
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm feeling good right now. Fucking took at least 3, maybe 5 hits of my fucking bong just like before the show started. Yeah, I still got some of my fucking dime left.
Hmm. Nice, and I'm watching the news because some teen was murdered here. Oh, well.
Some kid was killed in a car crash. Well, car accident here. And completely, his head was completely decapitated.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, apparently this one's like some boyfriend-girlfriend drama bullshit.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, what I'm about to play might just get a shit out of everybody up on the soundboard.
Dance.
Died of fucking death.
Nah, I'm still alive. I had no clue how you were playing that, though.
Well, hey, at least I warned you and said, what I'm about to play next might scare you.
It did scare me. I'm just wondering why the fuck that was even played.
I still find it funny that he played that after he told me that he sang that to fucking Ghetto.
And that's the, yo, that's the fucking song
it
I sang him to.
Y'all need help. I'm so pissed. I think my ICP sweatshirt got stolen today.
Damn.
Yeah, whatever. It was a gift to me, but still.
I just really forgot what I was going to say.
I spent 3 hours today organizing paint.
Sounds like a very fun day.
Actually, it was. It was nice to get out.
Why the fuck were you organizing paint?
Trailer care.
Trailer?
We.
Terror?
At the trail. The trailer
care. Oh.
Terror. We have a shit ton of paint that we have, that we use, and all this shit, and a lot of it is really bad, so I had to go through every fucking paint can to see whether or not they were still good or if they were bad, blah, blah, blah. I fucking got, like, acetone spilt on my hand. That felt fucking great.
That would have been funny to see.
Dude, I poured shit of water on my fucking hand immediately.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that explains why you were organizing it. I don't know why I thought you said Trawler Taylor or Terror or. Nah, I'm just. Loving my weed. yeah, you missed Chris' pleasure that we had a very entertaining show last night.
Why?
Hey, Chris, you want to tell her why?
I don't even remember. I wasn't really paying any attention last night.
Yeah, we noticed.
Or are you talking about that other version of Call Me Maybe or whatever that you put up there?
Oh, yeah, we should play that too. It's not the Asian either. This is the one that you can't put on there because you know, it makes us think of you and Chris.
I literally rolled my eyes and just, like, didn't really talk after that. No play again.
Yes.
Who the hell cares?
That's what I'm about to do. Here you go.
I'm watching you in my yard, making my nipples rock hard. Wish you'd lose a bodyguard so I could lick your face. I love your black nappy hair and those hot suits that you wear. I'm wearing your underwear that I stole from your place. I'm a total psycho, spying through a window. I'll kill that Michelle Ho and take over as first lady. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm freaking crazy. When I kill your wife, you will marry me. Charlie Obama will be my new name. I've been your stalker since your first campaign.
Whoa, I don't know you. You're freaking crazy. You look like a dude. Your eyes are lazy. And you really need to stop stalking me. Your pale skin and fangs are super creepy.
Not realize it yet, but soon we'll be having sex inside the Oval Office.
You're totally insane.
Maybe if I wash my car, it will make your wiener hard.
Please stop or I'm gonna barf. You look worse than McCain.
Now I'm gonna fall off of this car's red hood top. Help, my head hit a rock. OMG, it's really bloody. I took in your room while you were away and stole your boxers. They smell good, don't they?
Get those damn boxers out of my face, or else I'm gonna call the CIA.
No, please, I love you. Just give me one day.
Take one step closer, and I'll scream out rape. Wait, who the hell's that guy playing the bass?
Oh, that's Obama.
My death was a fake. When people fake losing their life, it makes me look bad. How could you do that? This makes me so, so mad. But secretly, I've always liked your sexy beard and hat. Will you be my man? So call me maybe.
And we're back.
Wow, really?
Oh, man. Apparently, Gail's trying to tell you that Spaz, you look like a dude.
Apparently.
I wonder how the hell you guys even found that song.
Spaz Ghetto G. He's the one who found it.
He always finds them really weird videos. Like that one where Lil Wayne got thrown off the fucking plane.
Yeah.
That was an awesome one.
Now, if one had happened in real life.
Exactly. That happened in real life, I think there would have to be a mandatory celebration.
The hell yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'd get free drinks to everybody.
That's going to be a shitload of money right there then, Chris.
Well, it's worth it.
Well, I got a piss. So.
So we don't have to hear him pissing. How about we go with,
I'm already playing song.
Yeah. Ivan Doe.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Talking about that shit that gets you high in like 5 stacks, equivalent to that work that you be cooking up in your Pyrex. I'm dope. I'm dope just like that dick I give to my ex. I get hype, I get charged. There's no doubt that I'll be the light. I supply to see my words be the needle in the studios. My dope house where I'm serving the people. Like Lebo, I'm known to have the hookup with the pure dope lyrics. I ain't out here selling hookups. I put up my money. I bet ya, I beat ya. The fans love my voice. See, I'm a blessing to the speaker. Y'all know me. I'm OG. I'm low key. I'm too hot. Y'all can't hold me. All I do is rep the show me. Totally uncut. Maybe I'm Peruvian. I bet you hear my mouthpiece inside of some car you cruising in. If I'm new to them, have them listen close.
I'm high, cross my heart, hope to die. These nines are picturesque in these skies like a porcupine. My flow is just so dope, like I'm short in line. They're trying to kill the kids like bitches are waiting in an abortion line. You can try and try, break up my lyrics, you won't find a line. Tell the cops that Nesto's like Lance Armstrong, cause he's riding high. Cause I've been doping for your info, she's an info. Started calling me Jimbo, the way I've been directed is like the limbo. Marshmallow man, cause I blown up. They
circle. What's in your cup? That's miscellaneous, simultaneously perfect. I'm a drug. How you hook? With a hook in the club. Still a thug. By the book. Give you a book or a slug. Where's the love? I don't know. Probably the same spot that you left it. You feel me? But just don't touch me or I'll feel disrespected. I'm dope.
This the remix on town, y'all. Cut down home. Black girl. Can't see the teeth. Nigga, pass the pistol, we call rat, stripping naked. Niggas thinking they Jesus off in that intersection. I smoke rock sun from 63rd down to knees. Niggas have picture checks.
For every baller with tall dough, maximum wagons on all gold. Richard Dunn, Frank Savory, and Del Sean had all hoes. Big leg on 39th, the party house where we all roll. Dockers and Nautica, Gucci and Prada, when Louis wasn't even the floor clothes. Nigga, I've been dope since I bought the butterfly bags from the liquor store. Two with the dope in. What you know? By claiming that blood in the city, you're close when the facts was poppin', he had that flow. But nigga, I stayed mental. Yeah. We claimed central. Did I sell? Took control of my lane and into this strange bitch. So I tool around with my fam. Nigga, this cutty cow go ham. Nigga, this veteran click, never been sick. Generic niggas just fam. Nigga, I been dope. Yeah. This Ray D, Anthony Peeler, KC, Killer City. Everything that you stand for was what made me. What made me. Now they see.
I been dope.
So there you have it, baby.
Ball
leader proper. Next to the owner.
Run,
run, double R.
I've been close.
Yours truly. Cut Calhoun. Kansas City Chiefs. Black Gold. We done did it again. Strange music, baby. KC's the town. I want to hear this all over, baby.
And we're back. And Chris, you guys already had something playing, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that until, like, 1 second in.
I said I'm already playing something.
Ah, well.
So, I don't know. So, Stag, what's going on tonight?
Nada. I freaking, like I said, I went down the trail for a little bit, and then I fucking had to come home and deal with shit.
Did you kill Deucebag yet?
Huh?
I said, did you kill the Deucebag yet?
Did I say something about a douchebag yet?
Did you kill him yet?
No, I wouldn't.
What the fuck are you waiting for?
First off,
is it just me or her phone, like, cutting out there?
No, my service sucks inside of my house, so it's going to be shitty.
So I need to go outside your house?
No, it's cold out.
Well, you should get something fixed about your place there.
Huh?
You should get someone to, I don't know, make it so that way you have a better fucking signal there.
Unfortunately, where I am, AT&T just sucks balls, so.
Well, AT&T sucks balls anywhere you go. It's what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I have right now, so. Sadly, this is what I have to deal with.
Piece of shit. I agree.
Great havoc. Now I have to pee.
You're welcome.
Asshole.
What's up, Damien Sandow?
No,
shut
up,
Cody Rhodes.
I usually, you know, mute it.
Okay there, AJ Lee.
No, I don't want to watch Ben 10. Stop it!
AJ Lee, what the fuck does that have to do with Ben 10?
No, my fucking TV is being stupid.
Oh, it's a TV.
Not supposed to be that smart.
Apparently, it wants me to watch Ben 10, and I don't want to.
Yes, she did.
No, I don't want to finish watching Red versus Blue. I already watched it.
No, you want to listen to that.
I really think
Randy has voices inside his head. Just watching him puts me to bed. It puts me to bed.
Yeah.
I was looking for that.
Oh, yeah, I got to find the results for SmackDown because I didn't watch it. Because I want you to fuck one. All of them out there.
I just want to make sure you're totally caught up before Raw happens. Tomorrow or not.
Yeah, that too. That was going to see the hell happened.
Yeah.
Fucking new, no DQ slow as all fuck with the damn results for that shit. Who the fuck they saw? WWE's about to get a fucking shit. So looks like WWE's about to get a brand new fucking wrestler. There, Chris.
Oh, did you hear that female, whatever, the one that you said was hot as hell, that wrestler got fired?
Which one?
The one that you couldn't pronounce the name.
The Russian?
I am. Like, some weird-ass name. Developmental talent got fired.
So was she the Russian?
Let's look it up.
Look, if you tell me the name, I'll tell you if that's the Russian.
An E.
What about an E?
Oh, do you not know who Zangief is?
Is that the one who got fired?
Oh, you're stupid.
I'm all confused because of the fact Chris mentioned someone got fired. You're giving me names.
Yeah, only one, Zangief. If you haven't played Tekken, then you don't know who Zangief is.
I've never played Tekken.
Well,
you should go shoot yourself. Did you mean Tennille Dashwood, the Australian there, Chris?
Wait, what? What'd they say?
Which one got you fucked? Which one got fired?
They're hiring female 2013. This dummy. Can't believe it's so fucking hard to find this out. But I'm just like Friday or whatever. Out who it is.
Sounds Gouda. Yo, I want some Gouda cheese. Sam, not Sam, Faz, bring me some Gouda cheese.
What?
Bring me some Gouda cheese.
No.
Oh, come
Do
on.
I look like I have, like, some sort of cheese-making machine around here?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Oh, but, you know, I'm sure if we use your milk, we could probably make some cheese. Well, that's a bit still lactating, anyways. Elevate, what would I? We're back.
And and here were the three releases from developmental territory recently. Some person called Bateman released Audrey Marie and Briley Pierce.
Okay. Wait, who was it? Marie what?
Audrey Marie.
Briley
Pierce is another one. And some person whose last name is Bateman.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Derek Bateman, I know who he is, yeah. But spell the other one. The one that you mentioned, whatever the chick was.
Oh, it was Briley Pierce, is that what you're saying?
No, the one before that.
Audrey Marie.
Spell that.
Yeah.
You said Aubrey Marie?
Audrey Marie. That chick.
Audrey Miller. Would be her real name. I think.
Yeah.
It says her real name is Audrey Marie, but she's going by Audrey Miller.
Marie.
Oh, no, that's her ring name, Audrey Marie, and her real name.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So you're right.
For a minute, I almost forgot to spell Marie.
How
oh, yeah. The sexy chick with the fucking green. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yep, she got fired.
Well, the majority be stupid. Yo, she's sexy as fuck, and she would have brought in a hell of a lot of money.
Probably.
So what were you saying this, Bezzy?
I said, how the fuck do you use pajama pants?
Pajama pants?
Yes. How did you find pajama pants that I wore?
How the fuck did you lose that?
I don't know. I don't know how I lost them. Apparently I lost them.
Wow.
Really, I don't understand this concept right now. I don't know where they are. I'm severely confused right now, if you couldn't tell.
Aren't you always?
Very funny.
Well, no, you're right. Tonight, you know, get more confused than usual. So you're right, you're more confused than usual.
This is mind-boggling to me. How I lose a pair of fucking pajama pants that I was wearing today.
No clue.
I don't want to wear my Call of Duty ones.
Well, why'd you take them off?
I had to go out?
I would have just gone out in my pajamas.
Not if I was dealing with fucking paint. Fuck that
shit. Yeah, I guess.
My favorite fucking sweats.
Wait, did you say your favorite pair of sweats?
Yes, my favorite pair of sweats. That's right. That's what I said.
You have a favorite pair of sweats.
Well, that's nice.
Pair of sweats, guys.
Yeah, I would love a pair of favorite sweats, though.
I would too.
And Ghetto Jesus is getting on.
Yes.
Jesus is Adam. Adam is gay.
We all know that.
What about Adam? Why are we talking about Adam?
Not that Adam doesn't get any sluts. He's gay.
Motherfucker, I hope he's not here. I have fun.
Why are we talking sing song?
Yeah, what the hell?
You guys can go fuck yourselves.
The only other thing to add to wrestling to today is that Hector Garza died.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah, apparently he works more in WCW, so who the hell cares?
I don't know who the fuck he is. So that doesn't help anything.
Really? There you go.
What happened?
I think he's one of the TNA commentators for the LAX thing. Or was one of the Spanish commentators.
Oh, that's why it wasn't important.
What?
One, he was with LAX. Two, he was a commentator.
Yep, at least I believe he was, because he was in TNA and WCW. That's what it said online.
Crap. Are you playing the pajamas there yet?
Why is there a block in front of my fucking yard?
Why were you talking like a fucking hick?
Well, I wasn't. I said, why is there a block in front of my yard?
No, you said, what the hell? Like a fucking hick.
Apparently she's trying to become one.
Listen, y'all don't know nothing about me.
Y'all.
See, that even makes it worse.
I actually used to live up north, and I lived down south for a little while. So, yeah, I've picked up the accent.
You lived up north, and I lived down south? What?
Yeah, I used to live in New Hampshire. And then I moved I also used to live in North Carolina.
Oh, with the KKK.
Really?
So how do you neighbors feel about a member of the KKK being in there? Chris, apparently he was a former wrestler.
Yeah, I'm reading that. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell he did in TNA.
They even say, all it says, he's, he's well known in WWE and he's in TNA, and yeah, I don't know what he fucking did there.
Oh, yeah, it said that he wrestled for TNA in like 2004 during some agreement with AAA or whatever.
Yeah. AAA. The car shop?
I have no clue. No, it's some Spanish wrestling thing called assistance, whatever. Administration, something or another.
Oh, that's the Mexican bullshit.
Yeah, and he used to work for whatever the CMLL. Spanish wrestling bullshit as well.
Yeah, with all them beaners. What's up, Spaz? How are your people doing?
Big Spaz
died.
I said,
how are your people doing?
my people.
Yeah, you're Ethiopian people.
Oh, you know, they're starving. Got bloated stomachs, you know. I was sick and died yesterday. I am. I can't help it.
You should tell your people to turn to cannibalism. And that way
you know,
we'll
I tried feeding them dildos.
Well, that's why they're not getting any food. They're busy eating dildos for spaz. Boy, wouldn't they get filled up on that, though, too? How the fuck they starving and they eating dildos?
Hey, y'all, I gotta let you go real quick.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Toodles.
Toodle-loodle-doodle. I don't know what the fuck I just said, but okay.
Yeah, me either. Apparently, the one thing, I guess, his most memorable thing in TNA was the fact that he no-showed a match that he was supposed to wrestle with Scott Hall at Victory Road 2005.
I remember that match. Yeah, I remember that match. It was just happened when that went down. I thought he was just a bitch.
Yeah, because he was injured or something. So they made the match something else.
Victory Road 2005. What match that turned into? I forget.
And then Final Resolution.
Victory Road was in 2005.
Oh, he had to wrestle Scott Hall, but he was arrested for steroids or something like that.
Yeah, he said 2005. That fucking Victory Road. There was no Victory Road in 2005 there, Chris. That was unbreakable.
And then Final Resolution.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. 2005 was unbreakable. Then they, because Victory Road was replaced with Unbreakable back in 2005.
And they put Jeff Hardy in his place for that match.
Okay, yeah. Now I remember that shit. That was a good match.
Yep. I mean, Jeff Hardy can definitely wrestle well, as long as he's not high as fuck or whatever, like he was in that one match.
Man, when he was high as fuck in that one match, that was funny as all hell.
I just love seeing the face of the other guy where just like, was like, what the fuck is this guy on? And they just basically pinned him in like 2 seconds.
Exactly.
That's probably one of the reasons why if Jeff Hardy wanted to go back to WWE, I mean, yes, he has a name value where he definitely could go back there. That's why I think they would probably doubt if they would put him back there.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, I think you already, you know, broke the 3 drug policy thing too.
That drug policy is a joke.
It really is, because they only random test people. If they're going to do something like that, they should test everybody.
No, and that, but why the fuck would they be concerned about weed? Test them for fucking steroids, not fucking weed.
Good point.
Weed, perception. Motherfucker, he was on. That shit's fun. But.
And it doesn't do anything, like, it's not performance enhancing or anything.
Exactly.
I agree with you there. I mean, hell,
oh, yeah,
we know.
Way, Now I remember why I remember that match. Because Roddy Piper was a special guest referee.
And one of the things that I'm pretty sure we both know that is going to happen pretty soon, just we don't know about when exactly, is that we will be legal for the whole U.S. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah. It needs to be.
I mean, it doesn't do shit. And there's a whole bunch of states that have legalized already.
Exactly.
I just hate the fact that I'm one of the states that's, like, totally anti-weed legalization. They don't even try and bring it up here.
Yeah.
But it'll be legal everywhere.
Yeah. Apparently, fucking Roddy Piper was in TNA back in 2003 to 2005. Piper appeared in for TNA promotion, hosting several In the Pit with Piper interview segments. He interviewed former rival Jimmy Snuka at the company's first 3-hour pay-per-view, Victory Road, where he dared Snuka to get revenge by hitting him with a coconut. Instead, wrestler Kid Cash eventually used the coconut on Sonjay Dutt. Piper also served as a member of the NWA Championship Committee, culminating in refereeing a match at Final Resolution between Scott Hall and Jeff Hardy. Yeah.
Oh, and the thing I was trying to figure out was, like, how many stables there have been in TNA or whatever. Like, I looked up online. There have actually been 18 stables in TNA since 2002 till now.
That's still less than the WWE.
Well, I mean, of course it's less than the WWE, but, like, in that same time period, they're way above WWE. That's the only comparison I was trying to make there.
Yeah, I guess.
I just kind of hate the fact that TNA always thinks we have to have something stable. It's like, okay, stop trying to do NWO Part 2 with, like, Planet Jarrett, Team Canada. It's just like, just stop it with that bullshit.
That wasn't
I mean,
trying to be
cute. I'm sick of like, that
wasn't trying to be
shit already.
But,
how we play track?
Hold on, we're just on here. No, I don't give a fuck what your news feed. Within the last 3 years, how many factions has TNT seen? Let's see. You had EV 2.0, Main Event Mafia, Christian Coalition, Witch and Immortal, Frontline, The Band, Wait until you.
Frontline, which you already said. Sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think TNA should have a fucking brand just to compete with WWE. Yeah.
I actually hope that they get big enough where they can face WWE head-to-head again. I mean, it was pretty cool when they tried it out, but just didn't do anything, really.
They can go head-to-head with WWE now.
Yeah, with their 1.0 ratings and be destroyed as a company.
Fuck that. Dude, you know what will bring up the fucking ratings for that shit? If TNA fucking invaded WWE and fucking and took them on. And fucking, you know, have someone like, you know, AJ Styles beat John Cena. Have fucking James Storm take on somebody and beat them.
You know, because that would bring up a lot of credit and a lot of fucking, the ratings for TNA would go through the roof.
Exactly, and that would help both companies. But the way I kind of see it is that, I mean, I thought Dixie Carter is willing to do that if WWE is. And, I mean, of course, I mean, I see it as an advantage for TNA if they do it. But I think Vince is going to be like, why the fuck would we do that? This is just helping our competitors, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, I think Vince would probably do it as well, because you got to think, something like that would bring money, because it's like you'd have WWE fans and TNA fans, you know, all tune into one thing.
It would, but, I mean, I just kind of don't see it happening, because, I mean, I think that if WWE buys TNA, which they totally could, that I just kind of think, overall, they don't think TNA is a big enough brand because they haven't ever beat them in the ratings.
Man, dude, I don't even give a fuck about ratings. The fucking, all I want to see is a fucking match between fucking the likes of AJ Styles and John Cena. Fucking, Cowboy James Storm versus, I don't know, like Randy Orton.
There would definitely be some good matches that can be made with mixing the roster from both companies. I mean, hell, you could have something like, I mean, you could have like AJ Styles versus like Chris Jericho. I mean, that would definitely be a good match, because those two are definitely like high flyers type.
Or Velvet Sky versus fucking Caitlyn. I would love to see that. Make it a Braun Pace match. But the only thing that would suck, though, is if WWE did buy out fucking TNA, TNA would end up becoming PG.
Pretty much, but I mean, I kind of think that WWE doesn't probably think, see it this way, or Vince probably sees it like this. I think that the fact that there is another company is actually helping the wrestling business overall, and it's not like really doing much to, you know, take away from his rating.
Well, yeah.
I think he probably sees it like, you know, more, you know, smarter logically, like, okay, this isn't like really fucking up our business plan, so let's just keep this company running too.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, to be in the wrestling business, of course you have to be like smart enough to see that stuff and not just be like over arrogant, like, you know what, this is expensive, let's just kill them. I mean, of course, there are tons of dream matches there, like hell, like Abyss versus Kane.
Or Abyss versus Brock Lesnar. No,
exactly.
No. Supermix versus Brock Lesnar.
Exactly.
Because Hernandez versus Brock Lesnar would be a good match. Because, you know, they both got the speed and the power going for them.
Good point, because the one thing that I'm so shocked with, I totally forgot that Brock Lesnar has, like, the high flying skills, but apparently WWE 13 has a finisher in where it's, like, you know, he does, like, a moonsault off the top rope as one of his finishers.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember seeing it anytime recently, but still, like, it's definitely proof that he can do it, and, like, with being that big of a guy, that's nuts.
Yeah, but then again, you know, you got the likes of Kane doing a fucking clothesline off the top of a rope.
Well, I mean,
and
of course,
Kane's
but...
not with, or even, you know, the likes of, even though he doesn't do it too often, the Big Show, and fucking, what the fuck is his name, Mark Henry. Oh, yeah, by the way, that moonsault you're talking about is actually called the Shooting Star Press. Oh, wait, yeah, I think. No. Whatever.
Yeah, I kind of thought something where, like, a fan tried to, like, book the whole storyline up until, you know, basically SummerSlam. But, like, how East is going to happen. And he basically talked over like this, like, saying, because, I mean, we're pretty sure that with the whole thing with the Triple H match and whatnot, which, I mean, even though I saw, like, some reports online that it was scripted, you know, it's a fake injury. But, you know, we're not 100% sure on that. But, I mean, we're sure that he's going to try and get his revenge against, you know, the new Heyman guy, Curtis Axel, at the pay-per-view. Like, we're pretty sure about that part. And, you know, there's going to be a match between them there. You know, Payback and whatnot. And, like, he talked about the finish of that match basically being, like, you know, the referee getting, like, bumped or knocked out or something, and, you know, then somebody, like, in a mask or something, like, them covering his face, like, you know, like, screwing over Triple H and basically, you know, hiding until the ref counts to three and had that guy win. And then, you know, revealing he was pumped to get, like, the cheap pop and basically, you know, like, a one-time appearance sort of deal. And basically, when it got to, like, Money in the Bank, like, having Triple H, like, you know, fake being injured and whatnot, like, faint during interviews and stuff, like, play it that way. And basically, you know, set up a match, you know, Punk versus Triple H at, you know, SummerSlam. I mean, hell, if they booked that match, that would be a nuts match because those two can definitely perform.
Yeah.
I mean, just, like, the way that this fan talked out, like, the storyline thing, he talked about, like, in 15 minutes, like, this whole thing, the whole plan, how to set it up, and, I mean, who knows, if they pull that, actually might be a good storyline. And then, like, maybe even go to the Survivor Series, have, like, the Heyman guys versus, like, you know, Triple H for, like, you know, COO, like, spot of the company.
Oh, yeah, by the way, that move that he, that Brock Lesnar does on turnbuckle is actually a shooting star, wait, that's a shooting star DT. Yeah, no, okay, yeah, it's the shooting star press.
Well, still, I mean, the fact that he can do that, you know what I mean, is kind of nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, shooting star press is... Suicide press is a technique invented by Justin Thunder Liger. In a standing shooting star press, the wrestler jumps forward from an elevated position and presses knees to chest, executes a backflip in midair, and lands on the opponent in a splash position. A corkscrew can also be added to the move by doing either a 180 or 360 or more midair, ending in either a senton or press. In the senton variation, the move is called the shooting star senton. So there you go.
And I remember one wrestler who would be basically from my local area, like Allentown, PA, which is still an hour and a half out from where I'm at right now. Billy Kidman used to do that move.
Yeah. I remember.
I mean, that actually, like, if they put, like, a match with, like, Triple H versus Paul Heyman or something like that for the COO of the company, I'd say that, I mean, that match could go either way because it's not like Vince hasn't put people in charge who he hates in the past. I mean, hell, he did that with Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd put him in charge as a COO.
Well, maybe more or less like a general manager of Raw or something like that.
Yeah, that's probably the most he'd do.
I mean, it's not like Heyman would screw that up if he was, because, like, he knows how to run in business. I mean, hell, look at ECW, even though he can't really do all that violent stuff anymore.
Maybe though ECW's no longer around.
Yep, and I mean, at least in the past, WWE was helping out ECW at that time, like, with paying and stuff. So
yeah.
Vince definitely saw something in, like, Heyman's vision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, apparently in WCW, Billy Kidman called that move the 7-year itch.
What?
The Shooting Star Press. He called it the 7-year itch back in WCW.
Hmm. Wow, it sounds like the nickname for like an STD or something like that.
But that's what it sounds like.
It really does.
But I'm gonna play a track. Then we're gonna go with
left.
Yes, I noticed. See, every time somebody leaves, they bring up that stupid little thing that pops up a fucking long talk. Saying that the fucking offices are closed. We don't give a fuck.
Pretty much. You still learn how to talk. Then we might care.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't talk.
Yep.
I found out that Stone Cold Steve Austin does a fucking podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, he calls it the Steve Austin Show.
Yep.
Wonder how long that shit is. Let's find out. Downloads. What did I put that shit at? The fuck is it download as? To my downloads. Okay. Found it. So we'll see how long, we'll see exactly how long this is going to take is while we go with this track right here.
I got a chopstick.
And it's still uploading.
Okay.
Let's see how long this shit actually is. By looking at it.
Yep.
That ain't bad. 41 minutes. So he still only does like a 41 minute show.
Okay.
Right. Pretty cool. I want to see that she uploads. We'll be hearing you for the very first time. A bunch of low rider video.
Yep, Joe calls in the middle of it. Who cares? He also plays some other time.
Yeah. Whatever you said. But now I got a piss. So I'm going to play a track.
Okay.
In a second. I'm going to give me some motherfucking munchies. No way I got some. Rizoma. Log Talk Radio. I hate this browser. It's so good. Right. Once I can get to it, I can play it.
Episode of the Steve Austin Show is brought to you by Onnit.com, who bring you the very best natural supplements to improve your state of being, like Alpha Brain, the one-stop powerhouse for helping the body boost neurotransmitter levels and bring your mind to the top of its game. Go to Onnit.com/Steve to save 10% on your purchases right now.
That's Onnit.com/Steve to get 10% off now, and that's all I got to say about that.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
From Hollywood, California, by way of the Broken Skull Ranch and an occasional side trip to Mexico, this is the Steve Austin Show.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, from the Onnit.com Total Human Optimization Studio, here's Steve Austin.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Steve Austin Show. It's yours truly, you goddamn right, Steve Austin, and I'm coming to you from Mexico, still down here, working on Redneck Island 3, and I'll tell you something, man, these damn rednecks are kicking ass. I'm proud of them. When I first saw these young, fine individuals, I didn't know what kind of cash we were going to have this year, but after hanging around them a couple weeks now, they're starting to grow on me, you know, and we're sending one home every single week. But the ones that stay around are starting to grow on me, man. These cats got a lot of heart. They're representing very well. A couple of cats here from different states than we had on the last two seasons. Different representation. Same good people with a good heart and highly competitive spirit. And, man, these folks are giving it their all. And I'm making sure they give it their all. And we're gonna put on a good show this year for CMT. There's $100,000 on the line, and these damn rednecks know that that's a goddamn lot of money, especially with the economy being the damn drizzling shits that it is. $100,000 will free up a lot of debt or get you further down the road. I don't give a flying fuck who you are. So the rednecks are kicking ass this year, and I got to say, man, the crew working on this show is top-notch. There's a lot of different faces from the last two seasons, a lot of the same faces. And at the end of the day, man, it's just one big-ass team working to try to put on a goddamn good show. And these people are out there busting their asses all kinds of crazy hours of the day. We're out here in the sun. And don't get me wrong, man, when you come to Mexico and get a chance to work, it's a phenomenal experience. This country is absolutely beautiful. It's peaceful. We're doing what we can do. And to make a good show, this show is going to air right after the CMT Music Awards coming up here in a couple of months. So it's right down the road. And for those of you just tuning in to the Steve Austin Show, on Long Story Short, I'll just tell you that Redneck Island ain't just for rednecks. If you just like a good, fun-ass show that ain't rocket science, two teams competing against each other in a process of elimination, whittling down to one final winner, this is damn good TV. I'll put it up against any goddamn thing on TV. And don't get me wrong, I might be a little bit biased, but I'm involved in this son of a bitch. I'm proud of the show, proud to be here. And I'm thankful to the rednecks that we got. I'm thankful to the crew that's busting their ass. And going back here to Mexico, I'm still meeting with a lot of fucking challenges. Supposed to have internet. We have internet sometimes. I'll go down to the lobby every now and then when I have a chance. Most of the time I'm out in the field working these son of bitches. So on the times that I get a chance to go to the lobby, I'll see if there's internet. It's 50-50. Sometimes there is, sometimes there's not. And like I said, I want to talk to you about current 411. And in another 2 weeks when I get back to the United States, I'll be able to do more of that when I have more of the current 411 coming at me. It's been rough, but it is what it is, and I got to keep doing what I'm doing. Thankfully, on the last two shows, you guys have chipped in questions. I keep asking you for questions. And I also want you to kick me subject matter. I mean, is there a topic of discussion you would like me to have? Is there somebody you would like me to discuss a topic with? Man, I'm happy to be doing the Steve Austin Show. And the reason I'm doing the Steve Austin Show, I had to shit can that call right there. It was the president calling, probably saying to get my advice on something. But I appreciate the fact that you guys give me opportunity to do this show, and I want you guys to be hands-on. And I'm going to lean on you time after time, and hopefully, you know, I'll be able to give a little bit of 411 here and there, help you guys out down the road. But it is what it is. I'm trying to come up with some shit for you, but it has been challenging. And on another note, going back to the Mexico thing, I'm staying at a real good place here. It's badass. It's in a marina. And I got done working yesterday. And since I'm on a little bit of a trim-down diet right now, I cook all my food in my room, every single meal. But there's a restaurant right over here at the hotel. Every now and then I go over there and get some Dorado and a salad. And goddamn, I got some good-ass fish over here. I guess because the sumbitch just comes out of the water. And there's some fresh-ass shit over here. So anyway, it's a good restaurant. And I looked around. I said, man, you need to get your dumb ass out of your room and take a little bit of a walk around this marina. So I went and did my thing and started walking around the marina, and man, there was two big-ass yachts that had just rolled in or floated in. And motherfuckers ain't rolling. They ain't got no wheels. So anyway, I got the names of them. I Googled them in the computer, and both of them came out. One of them's a 125-footer, a private yacht, and the other one's a 145-footer. And God damn, man, you talk about impressive boats. These motherfuckers are awesome. I don't even remember what the sumbitch costed, but I can't fathom the kind of money that would take to buy a boat that you'd only fuck around with part-time and leave floating in the water. After you'd bought the motherfucker, the insurance, the maintenance, the fuel, just, you know, the upkeep, everything that goes with that motherfucker. Hell, gas one of those things up, I think, cost over $60,000 in diesel, so... Motherfucker, these sumbitches that own these things, I don't know what they do for their money, but they goddamn sure got some deep pockets to fuck around on a fucking boat with. I can't fathom it, but it's very impressive to see. The boats are absolutely magnificent. And, I mean, there's other badass boats in there. I mean, there's 70-footers out there which are badass, but they look like a fucking minnow compared to those big motherfuckers. So anyway, I mean, you give me a goddamn 22-foot bass boat with a 175 Yamaha on that motherfucker, a fishing pole, and a tackle box, I'm happy as a goddamn clam. I mean, there's enough maintenance on that motherfucker to, you know, give you as much as you want to handle. But anyway, it was a cool sight, and, you know, I'm just dropping this. I call this kind of this first opening segment Austin 411 because I'm just telling you what I'm seeing and what I'm doing out here, and that's kind of the long and short of it. This morning, I went down and had a bust-ass workout. I worked shoulders and traps. I got on a treadmill and ran some 7.5-mile-an-hour sprints, kind of sprints for me as I rehab my wheel. Damn thing's coming along like a, you know, dandy. It's feeling good. Wind is good. And all things are going pretty goddamn good on the rehab front. And I'm getting ready to haul ass up there, shit, shower, shave. Get ready for my Redneck Island duties today. But I want to tell you a damn little story. Something happened to me a while ago in the lobby. Right after I worked out, I take my laptop with me, stopped by the lobby to see, God damn it, if there was a chance, there was the internet. Yes, there was internet. So I got online, started checking the email, the questions you guys sent me. And I'm sitting there minding my own business, and there's a couple other cats in there, and a motherfucking fly comes and lands on my ear, and I shoo that motherfucker off, and he comes back and lands on my ear again. I'm waving my hands over my head. I look like a fucking idiot over. And then that somebody lands right on almost the inside outside of my nostril, and I damn near punch myself in the fucking nose. And I started thinking about flies, and I said, man, these little irritating motherfuckers, I'm going to do some research on them. So I pulled up flies, and then I got on a page that says fly information. So check it out. I'm going to give you a long story short of the fly. You know, the motherfuckers that always bother you. It's typically a house fly. It's the phylum is Anthropoda. The class is Insecta. The order is Diptera. Here's the identifying features of a fly, the appearance, and parentheses, morphology. A fly's got three body parts, a head, thorax, and an abdomen. We probably all knew that. If you don't, you do now. They got one pair of fully developed wings. The hind wings are reduced to halters. They're small, knob-like structures, and they're used to maintain equilibrium. That's how those motherfuckers got the good balance. The adult mouth parts are sponging, lapping, or piercing. That's why some of those motherfuckers can bite you and eat all your shit that you got on your fucking plate. All adults look like flies, but some may have a metallic color, like a blue bottle fly. Yeah, you seen them blue fucking flies just like I have. They're a bigger pain in the ass as the ugly ones. They're all ugly. These motherfuckers just got a shiny blue paint job. The antenna may be difficult to see. This is under the adult males and females. Okay, now the males and females are hard to distinguish. The females are usually larger and can extend the tip of the abdomen to form an ovipositor, which is used to lay eggs. Yep, that old ovipositor which lays eggs. Sometimes males have enlarged eyes which meet on the top of the head. Well, ain't that a motherfucker? I wonder if that means that they can see better. Okay, now the immatures, the different stages. Flies are holometabolous. Therefore, they have four distinct morphological stages. The egg, the larva, which is basically the maggot, the fucking dreaded maggot, you know, when you leave something around too long, the maggots get in there. And here's a little side note. How do the fucking maggots get in there? Because recently, down to the Broken Skull Ranch, we had a massive electrical storm. Power was out. Fowler goes down to check on the ranch. He finds out that the power's out. Man, I had deer sausage in the freezer. I had backstrap in the freezer. I had all my stuff in the freezer. Things, power had been down for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. And goddamn, Fowler opened the damn freezer. We've been there before. All of you have, probably. Maggots like a motherfucker. Well, here's the question. If my freezer's closed, if the seal is sealed, you know how a refrigerator goddamn opens. How did the maggots get in there? Because I know no flies just kind of chisel in through that little fucking rubber sealer. How did the maggots get in the motherfucker? That's a goddamn mystery. I want to put a goddamn private detective to find out how the maggots got in my meat in my freezer without any forcible entry. Because these motherfuckers are geniuses. It don't make sense to me, because there wasn't no motherfucking maggots, there wasn't no flies. I mean, because if there was flies before the power got cut off, they would have froze to death. So anyway, back onto the fucking story here, but you know, the maggot thing set me off because the motherfuckers bothered me so much. Then you have the pupa and the adult. After hatching from the egg, the larvae molt twice as they grow. The molting of maggots is difficult to see. Well, fancy that. Larvae are maggots with a legless, soft body except for the dark mouth hooks. Oh, goddamn. Those dark mouth hooks. That's ugly as a motherfucker. Pupae are dark and look like a small barrel. Now, the natural history of the fly. Food. Larvae feed on decaying meat and feces. Adult flies feed on sugary food of any kind, including nectar and rotting fruit. The habitat. Flies live in garbage and wherever animal feces are available. Bingo! Dead animals attract flies within hours after death. Most flies are diurnal. I don't even know what diurnal is, and I'm not going to look this thing up because I'm giving you this 411 on the fly. Predators. The predators of the fly are the many birds, bats, spiders, and insects such as dragonflies eat the adults. Predatory and parasitic insects eat the larvae. Here are some interesting behaviors of the fly. The eyes of flies are among the most complex in the insect world. They are compound eyes with many individual facets, each representing a separate light-detecting unit. How many of you motherfuckers knew that? The light reflected from the eye of a horsefly can form a rainbow. Oh, can you imagine that, sitting there with your girlfriend? Oh, honey, look at the beautiful rainbow off the fucking horsefly's eye. Well, I'm not buying that shit, but if they say so, you know, I'm on the computer, so it's got to be true. Now, check this one out. This is badass shit here. Flies taste, smell, and feel with the hairs that cover their bodies. The hairs on the fly's mouth parts and feet are used for tasting. These motherfuckers can taste shit that they're walking on. If they walk onto something tasty, they put down their mouth and taste it again. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. They can just walk on something. Like, I had some fried chicken right before I came down here, and a motherfucking fly landed on my fried chicken. So, first of all, when I think that a fly is on my fucking chicken, I'm just thinking he's walking on it. He's got these dirty little fucking feet, and he's getting germs on my food. I didn't know that he was tasting it. Shit. Flies use other hairs to tell them when they touch something. These hairs bend when touched. The eyes of a fly do not have eyelids, so flies rub their eyes with their feet to keep them clean. Now, see, I never knew that. The fucking eyes of a fly don't have eyelids, so they don't blink. You know, ain't like you and me, you know, blink, and we rub our eyes, you know, motherfucker's something wrong with them. They're just trying to clean their shit off. Maybe they got like a little bitty invisible wiper in their paw. Is it a paw? It would be a toe or a hand or their foot. Maybe it's got like a little bitty lens cleaner gimmick on their fucking thing that they keep in a pocket or something. Here's one for you. A fly cleans itself constantly. Oh, really?
A fly cleans itself constantly. Those dirty motherfuckers, to me, they ain't nothing but one big-ass germ. Now, I never weighed a fly, but I wonder if you kill a fly and put him on a little bitty fucking scale, what would he weigh? Because to me, that'd be what? Man, like 3 milligrams of dirt and germs? Anyway, back to the science. Flies walk on smooth surfaces using sticky soft pads that act like glue. This allows them to walk on vertical glass surfaces and upside down. See? That's how them little motherfuckers walk upside down and all that shit. They got sticky soft pads and act like glue. Because, man, I'll tell you what, if I could walk like that, I'd be a bad motherfucker. You know, if you could walk like that, you would have a pretty good shot at being a good criminal. Because if you could walk on roofs and ceilings and shit like that, yeah, that'd make things pretty fucking handy. But that's interesting. Hey, check it out. Let me give you the impact on the ecosystem and bring this thing home. On the positive, this is what flies do, which are good for us. Flies and other insects such as burying beetles are very important in consuming and eliminating dead bodies of animals. Flies are also essential in the conversion of feces and decaying vegetation to soil. Flies serve as prey to many other animals. Some flies aid in pollination. And goddamn it, all them fucking bees dying, bumblebees and shit like that, and honeybees, we need some help in pollination. I don't know what's fucking happened to the bee and the bumblebee and all their fucking relatives. Them motherfuckers are getting insecticided out of business. So if we can get a fly to help pollinate some shit and help a brother out, I guess that is a good thing. On the negative side, because of their habits of being attracted to feces and decaying meat, flies have been implicated in transmission of diseases such as dysentery, typhoid fever, and cholera. Oh, that's right, you motherfuckers. You dirty, nasty pieces of shit. Now, if you were to collect these live insects, where to find them? Flies live around rotten food, decaying meat, and animal feces. Horse stables, feedlots, and restaurant trash bins are a few of the fly-frequented areas. Flies are more common in warm weather. See, flies are smart. They don't give a flying shit about cold weather. You want to get turned to weather cold? Those motherfuckers are going to haul ass and go to the warm weather. I can't say that I blame them. Motherfuckers got to be. Well, you know what? We ain't got a whole lot of flies in Southern California. We got some badass weather. Maybe that's actually too cool for them. I'll tell you one thing. When we go down to the Broken Skull Ranch, we got flies by the ass load over there. Like I done told you guys on my blog on thebrokenskullranch.com. You know, you go to the junkyard, and there's flies everywhere, just like it says here, the trash bin. And then you get in your truck, and then you drive off, and you got flies in the cab of your truck. And then, you know, when you get down to the place where you're going, you know, you relocated at flies, and it's like, you know, are the flies homesick? Will they find their way home? Do they miss their loved ones? Are they lost? What will they do? Will they rebuild, start a new family? It's shit like this that's, you know, makes me wonder more and more about this fly. Anyway, it tells you how to collect the flies, and I'm not going to go into how to collect flies because I don't think anybody listening to this show wants to collect a fly. I just soon fucking swat the motherfuckers. Hey, before we go on any further, I want to take a little time to talk about some sponsors to keep this show going. All right, now I know you guys have heard me talk about all these great supplements I'm taking from Onnit.com. The guys are helping me keep this podcast free for you. Thank you, Onnit. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, God damn it, Steve, I'm already too smart as it is. I don't need no alpha brain. Well, on top of that, my body's a physical specimen like a redneck Adonis. I don't need to work out with no shroom tech sport or lift no kettlebells. Well, check it out. Guys, one thing for sure is that everyone over 25 years old can use more testosterone. Well, Onnit.com has one of the safest, healthiest, and most effective ways to help the body boost testosterone ever created. They call it T+. And they have all the science figured out, and if you want to check it out, read all about it on their website at Onnit.com. What it's going to do for you is make you feel like you're a damn teenager again. You're going to be able to put on muscle easier. You're going to have more energy and motivation. And I'm going to tell you something. Hey, probably going to put a lot more lead in your pencil if you know what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Damn straight. If it doesn't happen like that, you can get all your money back, no questions asked. So please go to Onnit.com. That is Onnit.com/Steve. The people at Onnit are helping me keep this podcast free for all of you. So supporting them is the same as supporting me.
Check out onnit.com/Steve. All right, gang, I've been training and working out for a long time, and I've run into a lot of damn personal trainers. You know what? Seems like they all love their job. You know, listen, if you enjoy exercising and helping others stay healthy, I've got a great opportunity for you. Hell, man, the fitness industry is booming. There is a huge demand for certified personal trainers, and you can earn a ton of money. You set your own hours. There's always work. Hell, it's fun. Imagine that, having fun and working. Getting certified is key, and there's only one place I recommend, the National Academy of Sports Medicine. They make it fast, easy, and hell, it's online. Once you get certified, there are tons of opportunities in health clubs, country clubs, corporate wellness, hell, even helping college and pro athletes. And get this, folks. The National Academy of Sports Medicine actually guarantees you'll score a job within 90 days of earning your online CPT certification or your money back. A guaranteed job doing something you love. Visit usatrainer.com for your sneak peek. usatrainer.com. I'll say it one more time. That's usatrainer.com. You can support the Steve Austin Show by supporting the folks I just talked about. Now let's get back to business. Yeah, look at this. I just had a fly land on my fucking microphone. You little motherfucker. You got some nerve coming in here landing on my microphone while I'm trying to do the Steve Austin Show. Boy, if I could talk to this motherfucker, I could ask him some fucking questions.
Well, why don't you go ahead and ask me questions, you son of a bitch?
Fly, is that you talking to me, or have I gone absolutely fucking crazy?
Yeah, it's me. And don't call me Fly. Call me Mr. Fly, motherfucker.
You're talking to me.
You're goddamn right I'm talking to you, you son of a bitch. And I said call me Mr. Fly. You got any questions, start asking me, because I'm getting a little bit tired of your attitude.
This is a motherfucker. Here I am on the Steve Austin Show talking to a fly. Mr. Fly, do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions?
Well, go ahead and fire off.
I guess I'm honored to be talking to you. I want to thank you for joining the Steve Austin Show.
Yeah. Go ahead and ask some fucking questions. I ain't got all day, dipshit.
Mr. Fly, where do you come from? How long have you guys been here? Is it true that you only have a lifespan of, I don't know, what was it? Is it 40 days or whatever? Where did flies originate?
You are dumber than you look. We've been around forever. Your ancestors, the Cro-Mags and the Neanderthals, would hit us with clubs and try to kill us.
You mean flies and humans have been feuding before the Hatfields and McCoys?
The Hatfields and McCoys ain't got shit on us. We've been feuding with you guys from day one. You guys think you're so fucking tough. You started hitting us with clubs, and then you turned that into the fly swatter designed to smush us, crush us, destroy us. We will never stop torturing you. We will never stop bothering you.
Goddamn, Mr. Fly, tough words. Tough words. I didn't know that we had pissed you off, so it got...
What do you mean? How would you feel if we walked around with clubs and beat the shit out of you?
Pretty good point, Mr. Fly. But let me ask you a question. You know, if you guys were back around during the Cro-Mag and the Neanderthal days, and then, you know, things kept going, what about when God made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights? How'd you guys make it through that? Because seemingly the earth was covered with water, and you guys didn't have any place to go. So what did you do?
You are familiar with Noah's Ark, right?
Well, yeah, I'm familiar with Noah's Ark.
Noah did not invite two flies to be on the ark.
He didn't. That's interesting.
No, what do you think? He's stupid. Do you think he wanted us eating all the animal shit?
So y'all were stowaways.
Yes, we were stowaways, and we made it. And then we expanded. It wasn't just a house fly back then. Turned into fruit flies, horse flies, and many different kind of flies. And our goal is to bother you human beings as much as humanly possible. No pun intended.
That's very interesting, Mr. Fly. And you do seem like you have quite a bit of animosity built up towards the human race. And, you know, I could ask you a million questions, but, I mean, I got to go, and I'm going to go take a shower and get ready to go do Redneck Island and all that other stuff. I still can't believe that I've talked to a fly, but, you know, if you're around later, maybe we can
you know, chit chat again. And shit, man, I might even have a couple shots of tequila later, man. It'd be quite a something for you and me to have a drink together. I mean, do flies drink?
Well, of course we drink, dipshit. We get just as thirsty as you do. What are you, a fucking idiot?
Now listen, Mr. Fly. I just asked you if you'd like to have a fucking shot of tequila with me, and you're starting to cuss me like a motherfucker. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of things that you're going to do, but one of them is cuss me like a motherfucker here in my own crib. I'll shoot your motherfucking ass right out of this motherfucking room. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I would like a shot of tequila, you stupid motherfucker.
Excuse me?
That's right. I call you a stupid motherfucker.
Now listen, Mr. Fly. I told you once, and right now I'm telling you for the last time, there ain't going to be too many more motherfuckers in this place. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't going to come in here in my room that CMT's paying for and shit all over my tequila, my limes, and call me a motherfucker and get away with it. That's a goddamn thing that you ain't going to do.
Well, you piece of shit. If you think you got some guts and you want to take on Mr. Fly, why don't we just step outside and fight?
You want to step outside with Steve Austin and fight toe-to-toe?
That's exactly what I said.
You know what? I got a better fucking idea. Why don't we do this motherfucker in a goddamn squared circle, Mr. Fly? You mealy-mouthed prick. Mr. Fly, I'm calling you out right now. You want a piece of me? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Do you want to fight?
Yes.
Do you want to wrestle inside the squared circle?
Yes.
Well, I'm picking a goddamn town. It's going to be Chicago. The building's going to be the Rosemount Horizon, the best building for wrestling in the United States of America.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right, this is Steve Austin signing off for now. When I pick up, it's going to be you and I in the Steve Austin Show Wrestling Federation, and we're going to have round fucking two.
What up, getup?
And that's the bottom line. Stone Cold said so.
Yeah. Steve Austin versus the Fly. I wonder who won.
Now, do you want to tell me why Stone Cold was talking to a fly?
It was part of his podcast.
He did a show with him talking to a fly?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, him and his voice changed up.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. Got about 11 more episodes.
Wow. If they're all like that, I really don't want to hear them.
You got one with fucking Shawn Michaels. Fucking Kevin Nash. Good old J.R. Terry Funk.
I thought you were saying good old J.R. Terry Funk.
That'd be weird, though.
Like, what?
Yeah, make those two.
That was like that one picture somebody shared earlier. It was a picture of The Rock wearing a Riddlebox t-shirt.
Hell.
Now, who knows if that's actually real or not, but it was a picture.
Yeah, it was. By the way, Ghetto, I played that track for Spaz since it was called in.
What track is that?
Call Me Maybe, the one about Kristen Spaz.
Oh, yeah? Well, how'd she feel about that?
Oh. Just trying to figure out, you know, if you were trying to call her a dude.
Sure, we'll just say yes.
It's the best answer.
Because of the fact, you know, in that track it said, you know, the lady, you look like a dude. Or something like that.
That's because in the video it's a dude dressed up like a chick.
Maybe dude dressed up as a chick.
It's some dude dressed up as a chick singing to Obama.
Wow. Actually, he's probably a lot more entertaining to watch the video.
Well, the video's kind of stupid, too. But it's still kind of a funny song, though. I enjoyed it. The singing on it's terrible, but it's funny. And if you didn't like that, maybe you could listen to his other song that he did a parody of. What was that? The fuck's the name of that song? An alien song with Katy Perry and Kanye West.
Oh, E.T.
E.T., yeah, that's the one. Except it's E.D. Yeah. You got like a midget rapper on that one.
I hope.
Well, I don't know if it's actually the midget rapping, but the midget's in the video.
That kind of reminds me of the Obama I saw.
You saw an Obama?
Video, yeah, but like, I guess like, they had a fucking question coming in for, like, for Obama, but it turned out not to be a question. Instead, he ended up getting recalled.
I see. But you can play that parody of that Macklemore song if you want.
Hell yeah.
It's under that, yes. Under that name.
Macklemore. La.
Now, this is pretty much the reality of, like, buying dirty clothes.
Is that Chris?
Chris, you buy dirty clothes?
Nope.
The fuck?
Hey, where can we go? Thrift shop.
What? I got a nasty rash, probably from wearing this gross used jacket. From pocket, just found a used condom. Guess I should've washed it.
Walking to the club like, wait, what? I think that I'm lost. I'm messed up and smell like piss from the thrift shop. Wipe the dandruff with so much swagger. The people like,
damn, that's a gross-ass cracker.
Wearing these new panties, hope you don't get a disease. Who gives a shit? Got them with these shoes super cheap. That was really stank. Said a girl sitting next to me, you look like you're homeless. And what is that on your jeans?
Jizz.
But hey, pretty sure it's AIDS-free. They had a bloody sweater, I bought a bloody sweater. Since I've been wearing it, my stomach's starting to hurt. Hello, my skin's turning yellow.
Oh, that's the hepatitis, it comes with all of the clothes.
Now I'm feeling real sick, gonna puke on my toes. The sneaker heads will be like, ah, son of the Velcro!
I don't know where I am, so someone know how to get to McDonald's. I got lost, now I'm in a thrift shop. This is fucking awful.
I can help you with that. Big Mac in my back pocket. Oh, neato, I also found a needle.
This tastes fucking awful.
What you know about having a really bad hairdo? What you know about getting crowns from my hat? Dude, I'm digging, I'm searching right through the stumpter. This dead cat would go perfect with my shirt. Thank you, granddad, for donating his old dirty dent shirt. Even though my mouth really hurts.
Are you okay, man? I think you should see a doctor.
Nah, I'll be fine. I don't need no goddamn doctor. My hands are turning black. I can't feel my nutsack. I got gonorrhea and the clap. Oh, man, it stings like a motherfucker. I think bed bugs are biting in this motherfucker. Okay, honestly, dude, stop saying motherfucker. I just lost all the feeling in my legs now. I can't walk, so I'm crawling on the damn ground. Stop playing saxophone and help me get back up so I can go back to the club and show off my clothes. Dude, you're bleeding from your nose. Your mouth is full of foam. I don't care, man. Let's go.
Back
that. Stop buying diseased clothes from the thrift shop down the road.
But they're incredible, and there's a lot.
He needs a hospital.
Let's take him, it's down the road.
Where'd my arms and legs go?
We cut off all your limbs, you're infected from the gross clothes you bought.
No.
You almost died, you're lucky to be alive.
Yeah, where's the nearest thrift shop?
You know, there's actually one right down the road.
Dick, thanks, man. Hella dope parody, by the way.
Dude, was that Macklemore?
And we're back.
And we are.
Yes, because I found the video for Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, but that song you just played, man, at the end of the video, that dude actually does show up at the end of it.
Wow.
I guess he thought the song was pretty dope.
I guess so.
Yeah, you got a bunch of videos on there.
Yeah, I find the Gundam style parody.
That's just stupid. It's pretty much like the whole thing that like ICP brought up when they were watching that video. Like, did he say open condom style?
Probably did.
I don't know, that damn song is about, I don't know, something about, like, having sex with horses or some shit.
What Gundam style is?
That parody song.
Well, now we know fucking Psy has sex with fucking horses.
Who knows what the hell that dude does?
This is true. He's from Asia.
Thought he's from Korea.
Oh, Korea is part of Asia, right?
I'm going to go with Chris for the win.
I'm going to go with Racial Profiling 101 for the win.
That's not helping anything. That's not the answer we're looking for.
I think he's Japanese.
I think he's Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
Pretty much.
Anybody else want to call in and give us another one he could be? Hurry up, man. You got limited amount of time here. Oh, wait, never mind. It's 1 o'clock. You got no time.
Exactly.
I really love cats. Cats, pussies on my breast. Hang up.
That song is stupid as hell, dude.
And they go wild. I'm hard to come by. Get it on with them all night long when they claw.
They got a parody of fucking Starship from Nicki Minaj, but they got some dude.
Yeah. They got a song on there called, what is that, Whiteface. I was very offended by that song.
Why? Because you have a white face?
Because it's a song about a black dude that paints his face white and he gets away with everything.
Oh, well.
I was very offended by that. Yeah, he was singing something I put on my white face.
The day that Goji gets offended, I never thought I would see it.
I'm just saying, man, you know, white people don't get away with everything.
Yeah, this is true.
Or anything for that matter.
Pretty much.
This dude must really be obsessed with fucking One Direction, though.
Man, he's making songs about him being gay.
Yeah, but he's got like 1, 2, 3.
And he has a song on there that he remixed to a Justin Bieber song about him puking on his stage at a concert or something. I was like, is that true? So I had to fucking look that up on YouTube.
That's awesome.
So then there is a video on there of he was in the middle of his concert and then he just turns around and just starts fucking puking.
I'm sure the fans were very appreciative of that.
And then on top of that, while he was puking, his words were still being sung on the damn microphone, you know, with the audio track in the background. So that's not really helping you, man.
So, I mean, he was thinking too.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. Maybe his career can die now.
Did he not see Ashley Simpson or Beyonce?
I found it too.
Well, fast forward at some so you don't have to watch the entire thing.
It's almost there anyway. That's perfect. Well, Justin Bieber, welcome to the fucking Hall of Shame. Featuring, of course, fucking Ashley Simpson and Beyonce.
Welcome to the Great Pretenders, or whatever this is. Whatever the hell that show was where those kids were lip-syncing.
Wow, well, you get paid to lip-sync.
Oh, yeah, Chris, your favorite movie was on earlier.
And what the hell is my favorite movie again?
White Chicks.
It's a good movie.
It was on earlier. Did you watch it?
No.
No, actually, one of my favorite movies is on right now. How High.
That was a pretty good movie.
Shit's hilarious. Even though I saw it like a million times.
Yeah.
I think the same can be said for, like, me and White Chicks or Borat. Like, any of those kind of movies are stupid as fuck, but still funny.
No, I don't think I've seen any movie more than I've seen White Chicks. Seen that so many times.
And it's always on fucking TV every day or whatever.
Like, it goes back to 2004 in the theaters, man. It was there. Cleaned it every day, you know what I'm saying? I had to fucking see it every day.
Wow.
And then, you know, of course, that it made it to TV, saw it there, still seeing it on TV.
Yeah, it was going to get replaced by something else.
Yeah, well, this is like MTV now. They'll constantly play it.
Yep.
Because they can only play so many.
Not paying attention to bullshit on MTV now.
They could pretty much only play so many movies on MTV.
And people are fucking retarded.
Yeah. Welcome to the world, Havoc.
Nah, because of the fact, I'm looking through the comments and someone said that fucking Justin Bieber is pregnant. And someone responds with your mother is pregnant.
Who the hell cares? was just some stupid comment that had nothing to do with anything.
Well, if somebody's a fan of him, they're going to make stupid comments.
But then again, I just see like the best comment of them all. Someone said his own music made him puke.
Well, that was like the One Direction parody that he did. A comment on there was towards how many people disliked it. It was like there's however many butthurt One Direction fans.
Hey, what do you know? Some book coming on this thing saying, "Wow, my wish came true." And he is so horrible at singing that when he pukes, it's still the same.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I guess apparently when he pukes, he still sounds horrible even when he's puking.
That person should go kill themselves. That was like that girl I told you guys freaking always posting Justin Bieber shit. I told her that yesterday. She's talking about something. I was like, well, people on Facebook are boring, and all you ever post is Justin Bieber shit.
Yeah. Well, somebody said to make a fucking racist comment up on that fucking page too.
Of course.
They said maybe it was because of smell came out of the blacks around him.
Huh?
Dude said maybe it was because of smell came out of blacks around him.
Are you saying because snow came out of black people around them?
I said smell, but sure, ghetto.
Smell? What? I can't understand what the hell you're saying.
I can't understand what this dude's fucking name is. It's Khan Hakan. That's pretty white. You can't read what the fuck he's saying.
Fuck you, foreigner.
I think it's funny how, when he's doing fucking shows and shit, fucking Bieber gets no fucking white people at all.
He doesn't get any white people? What about all them little white girls always crying and screaming about him?
No. I mean, like I'm talking about, all his fucking dancers are always fucking black.
I guess he's saying white people can't dance.
Has he never seen fucking Vanilla Ice?
Exactly my point. Come on, Vanilla Ice can't dance. Are you kidding me?
Nobody can play that funky music. White boy.
Vanilla Ice?
Well, he did a cover of that.
Havoc, man, you need to get your shit together.
Wait, I think he did play that funky music.
I really don't think he made that song.
Stupid commercial.
Hey, people,
Okay, he did one cover of that track. First one was done by the Wild, some band called Wild Cherry, back in 1976.
See that? Wasn't Vanilla Ice.
But then Vanilla Ice later released the song featuring the interpretation of playing that funky music. Every turn fucking Vanilla Ice got sued for it too.
Why? Didn't you just say you got permission and shit?
No, he didn't even give. I said it was later released a song featuring an interpretation of it. Songwriter Robert Parisi was not credited. Parisi was later awarded $500,000 and a copyright infringement lawsuit.
Wow, Vanilla Ice is not original at all. How about that? Got sued for that. He stole the Ice Baby thing off of somebody and made it big.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He redid a fucking Destiny's Child song. I wonder if he got sued for that.
Probably.
I guess not, since he was able to put the CD out with it on it.
Oh, wait, no. Ice Baby was actually his track.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was written by Vanilla Ice and DJ Earthquake.
Do you believe everything you read on the internet, Havoc?
The song samples the bass line of Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie.
So I'll take that as a yes.
Well, he didn't do it. Who the fuck did it originally?
I don't fucking know. I just know that he stole it, though. I don't have exact names. I'm not the internet.
But how about the fact that they made Nicki Minaj into a fat white dude who's bald?
Kinda what happened. She used to be a real skinny black chick till they gave her tits and ass.
Yeah, fucking yanked all her hair out.
So is she really bald?
Probably.
Because I've never actually seen her real hair.
I don't think anybody ever has, or ever will.
Exactly. I think they may have bleached her fucking skin, too.
That would be the first time that, you know, that a black person's done that.
I'm just saying. And I swear to God, she ain't got no eyelids.
In other words, she's kind of like a fly then.
I guess.
Because flies don't have eyelids either.
Neither does Chris.
Well, yeah, we already knew that one.
We already knew.
Yeah,
that
I shaved
one?
Them the fuck off. I don't really give a fuck for them.
You shaved your eyelids off.
No. Fuck no. I mean, stupid.
I don't know how well that would go, though, even if somebody were to do that.
It'd be dumb as fuck to do it.
You'd have to, like, cut them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't doing that shit.
Talk about sleeping with your eyes open.
All the time.
It's like this motherfucker's sleeping. Like, no, he ain't. His eyes are open.
Yeah. Yo, Ghetto Dad seems to be the most top, talking, subject of them all, whole topic.
What's that? Cutting your eyelids off?
Nah, man.
Awesome topic.
The fact that, something like 3 years ago asked, is, Nicki Minaj bald?
Exactly. Is she fucking bald?
Someone responds with LMFAO. Yeah, she's almost bald. She has a shaved head. You can see a quick clip of her in a music video, Massive Attack.
I really don't think the person in that video was her.
That leads to a different question, because we know Ghetto liked Britney Spears when she was bald. So,
the answer you're looking for is no.
Oh, damn it.
Are you trying to ask Ghetto if he likes fucking Nicki Minaj bald?
Yeah, if he would fuck her bald.
No, the answer is no. But no, you were talking about that video, though. But in that car, there's two people, and one of them is her, and it's another chick, and that's not her bald. And that video and song is absolutely terrible.
That's why I've never seen it, and never will.
Well, except for maybe the part where she's shaking her big fat fake ass. I'm sorry.
Okay, now if I watch it, I'll watch on mute, so I don't have to hear the shit.
Oh, you definitely don't want to hear the song. That's for sure.
I think we all agree on it. And after the show ends, Havoc will be watching the video with the volume 3 times louder than it should be.
He said he's going to be bumping out the Nicki Minaj. I don't think anybody actually does that.
Unless they're mentally retarded.
Like, honestly, I don't think there's ever been any song I've actually liked that she's done.
But, I did scare the shit out of fucking Chris earlier.
Oh, yeah?
No, not really. You just played something that was shocking that you even played it. How about you show Ghetto what that is?
Yeah, I should.
Might as well.
Well, with him, nothing really surprises me anymore.
Nothing good.
I mean, he pretty much put the icing on the cake, man, when he sang Kesha to me.
Damn.
See what I mean? There's the icing on the cake.
And I had a couple of this. That is definitely the icing on the cake.
He was singing that yesterday. And now he has the song.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I can't wait for that to be the loading theme while WWE 14 loads.
That probably won't be.
What are you looking forward most on that video game? Oh, the loading theme of Fandango. Man, what the hell was that picture I saw earlier? It was a picture of Teddy Long in school. teacher's like, who knows what 2 times 2 is? And I had some little black kids like, yes, Teddy? It's like, tag team match.
Awesome. Fucking awesome.
Man, they make people look like assholes on WWE.
They really do.
And then those people would never live that shit down.
I think I tagged you two in a picture where it like looked like it was Chris Benoit there.
Yeah.
Did I tag in that?
Dude, a lot of people fucking posted that everywhere. It does really look like him, though.
It really does. I'm like, wow. So he's not dead.
But then I was like, maybe somebody just photoshopped this in here or something.
They probably could have, but if that's the real person, god damn.
Yeah. Looks exactly like him.
It does.
The question is, can he wrestle like him?
It was just somebody in the crowd.
At a wrestling show.
Yeah, at a TNA show.
Yes, who was set to interfere in the match and be the Chris Benoit replacement?
Yeah, let's go find that dude.
Let's interview him. So, how did it feel to kill your family and yourself?
Wait, what was that comment? Somebody commented on that picture, too. Somebody's like, go say Chris Benoit's name 3 times in the mirror. And somebody was like, yeah, he'll come kill your family and then himself.
Awesome.
I was like, wow.
That's perfect.
Go try it out, unless you're scared.
Okay, let's see. We'll get in here. Chris Benoit. Okay. Done.
No, I guess we wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, see him kill himself again.
Or you could see him kill himself.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Of course Chris says something like that. That would be awesome.
How did he kill himself? Did he shoot himself?
I don't even know. I think he overdosed on something. Oh, he hung himself. It's kind of funny, though, because of the fact I'm reading right here. It says Chris Benoit placed copies of the Bible alongside the bodies of his wife and son, as well as a third Bible on his weightlifting machine.
Okay, then.
So he wanted to have a holy death.
I'm guessing so.
Little does he know. Shit, he's done. He went straight to hell.
Yeah, but he even exists.
I'm just saying, like, suicide. That supposedly sends you to hell.
Yeah, supposedly. You know, you're like old mouth. Oh. Hold on, gotta wipe off the Faygo off my computer with my sauce.
Havoc, you're supposed to have Faygo showers outside. Not by your computer.
Couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it. Yeah, well, you think about that when your computer's not working.
Didn't get inside the keys. Just on part of it.
Like the one time I made me a nice alcoholic beverage and then I spilled it all over my keyboard. Not only did I lose my alcohol, I lost my fucking keyboard.
Nice.
Yeah, because the fucking keys became all sticky.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I'll take whatever the hell you were drinking on.
It's almost as bad as whenever I'm trying to rap or something and I say shit that I never even wanted to say. It was nowhere even on my paper or anything.
Yeah, like
that usually happens with, like, the first take.
It's like, what the fuck did I just say that for?
I've had those moments, too. It's like, but whenever I, like, fuck up something when I'm, like, recording, I always, like, get pissed off and have to re-record.
Oh, yeah, trust me. It takes me a long time to fucking record something. So I understand the struggles.
Yep, we both do. I mean, hell, like, the way I am, I always just, you know, practice it, like, once or twice, you know, just on the beat without recording. Because then it's like, I can usually remember it there, and, you know, I know the moments then, and then I just, you know, do it.
Shit, man, I could do that too, but I'm still going to fuck up.
Of course. The struggle of being a starving artist.
I'm sorry, I'm not one of them people that go in there, you know, is able to do it in, like, one take. Yeah.
Like, I'm not either.
Now, see, that's the type of shit you need to do whenever you go to, like, a studio or something where you're paying for it, where you can't fuck around.
Exactly. You're paying, like, by the hour. It's like, you have to get everything perfect beforehand. You have to practice the lyrics, like, 100 times the night before to make sure you have it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like that video of Calhoun, man. He was in the studio, and he had to write some fucking song or something that he was doing.
Yep.
But, you know, but he was in the damn studio. I'm sure he didn't have to, like, really pay for it.
Well, I mean, when you're on the label, like, Strange, you don't really have to pay for shit for the label use.
Well, I'm sure you have to pay for something.
Well, I mean, of course. Probably the marketing and all that.
Because, you know, if you don't sell anything of shit, that ain't really helping either.
I mean, I think at, like, their level, we have to pay for, like, the marketing, the press of, you know, pressing it, like, that kind of stuff. The artwork, all that shit. That's about it.
No, I'm pretty sure they have to, you know, I fucking, you know, give money to get studio time, though, too.
Not if they have their own studio.
Exactly. I mean, of course, they have to pay for collabs, too, but thing, and that makes sense, and that's kind of a given.
Man, how much you think they got to pay, man, for Tech N9ne to do a collab with, fucking Limp Bizkit?
Probably his normal asking price of $5,000.
Or how much you think he had to pay Lil Wayne to do that terrible shit?
Lil Wayne probably did it for free because there's no way in hell he can think that he's better than Tech.
Yeah, the day that happens.
He says he's better than Tech N9ne. Oh, wait, he already has. He says he's the best rapper alive. Which has already been proven to be bullshit.
Yeah, that was like this one rapper, dude. He made a song directed towards Lil Wayne about that. Mm. It's like the only way you're the best rapper alive is if ever every other rapper died.
Pretty much.
But then that video, for some reason, was taken down.
Lil Wayne got taken down because he knows it's true.
I think, like, the rest of the song was talking about, like, where he lived, and he had, like, the outline of his house and shit.
Real possibility.
What?
A real possibility.
What is?
I don't know. Something anyways.
You're not making any sense.
Is he ever?
Not really.
Like how you spoke for a second, his tank's going through. Not really.
I was going to say maybe, but
but you have to be accurate with it.
Push.
Push you real good.
God damn it. You hear anything about that fucking song?
Nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I think he smoked again tonight.
Yeah, see, this is why Havoc is not allowed to smoke marijuana.
Not during the show.
Yeah, at least not during a show. He's not allowed.
And not like 5 minutes before either. After the show? Okay.
Man, you can smoke weed all day if you wanted to.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, you better not be fucking retarded once you get into the show, motherfucker.
Yeah, the best thing is I got my own baggie, too, so I still got some left. I got plenty left.
Ooh. I remember I bought this weed off this one dude, and he sold it to me in, like, a Christmas baggie.
Was it Christmas time?
Maybe. I don't fucking remember. That was like the people that are always up the park up here. They're always up there. I was like, well, looks like we're in time for the smoke session. Because, you know, all these kids were sitting up there, and then more people kept coming. Looks like everybody was loading up on their weed stash for Memorial Day tomorrow, today.
Oh, today, every day, every day. Every day we sit.
I don't know why he's laughing, because what he said wasn't funny.
We never know why he's laughing. That's always the same thing.
Whatever
he says isn't funny.
Now this is funny. How did I fail women's studies? I fucking love bitches.
Yeah, that's funny.
How'd you fail math? You love math? What?
I said woman studies.
How the fuck do you feel that shit?
I don't know. If you love bitches, you shouldn't feel that shit.
Have you never seen How High, Havoc?
Yes, I have, but I haven't seen it in quite some time.
Come on, Menace. That's one of the good lines from this movie. How could you forget that?
It is Havoc we're talking about.
Or the... The part where he's trying to wake him up and he's playing Du Hast.
That part I remember.
And then he just lights up a fucking blunt and that wakes him up. That's how you wake a stoner up.
Hell yeah, nigga. Part.
Remember that if you ever try to wake a stoner up. Just don't do that when you're trying to wake up a crackhead, because that wouldn't be smart.
Yeah. The way you, you know, where you wake up a crackhead is with crack.
Go to the corner.
Yeah, go to your corner. It's in that fucking corner, bitch.
You're in timeout for being an idiot. Put the dunce cap on and stare at the fucking wall.
Who wants to do the WrestleMania, the music 2013?
Did you say the music?
Yes.
So apparently he just wants to listen to the theme to day 13.
Yeah, there was only one fucking song. What the hell?
Oh, it's the newest WWE album.
Didn't you just say WrestleMania?
Yeah, it's called WWE WrestleMania, the music 2013. It's got The Rock, The Shield, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, Randy Orton, Mark Henry, Kane.
Wait, what is that going to do with WrestleMania?
That's the music they have. That's what they have up on this album.
Now, when you say WrestleMania music, I think of songs that they had playing during the entire show on all the pay-per-views. Shit.
Yeah, and that stupid 20 minutes of whatever the fuck that bullshit was.
No, not the live performance crap.
What are you saying?
What, do you think we're stupid?
Yeah.
Think we're going to repeat ourselves so you can play that shit again, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, why repeat yourselves when I can just download it?
Download what?
What I'm playing.
What the fuck is it?
Come on, bud. You don't recognize that theme right there?
No.
Do you recognize it?
Oh, now you're Jack Swagger, huh?
Yeah. We the people.
We the racists.
We the douchebag.
Yeah, we the Mexican racists.
Men are allowed to have that in WWE, but you can't say bitch.
Yeah, unless you're fucking Triple H.
But come on, man. He was only allowed to say that on Raw, and then every time they showed it after that, it was beeped out.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess we're going to have to have him get all hyped up for another terrible match at a pay-per-view.
Yeah. God save the queen.
Did you say God save the queen?
We're not talking about William Regal, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, hey, well, William Regal, that's fucking Wade Barrett.
Originally it was William Regal. But now it would be Wade Barrett.
And it's Randy Orton out of nowhere with a punt kick.
Yeah.
To Hornswoggle.
Oh, they hit fucking Spaz.
We're going to kick Spaz.
Apparently, Havoc wants Randy Orton to punt kick Spaz.
Well, then she'll be out of action for couple months.
Yep.
Whatever. Who cares? Are you looking at life right?
Shut up, JBL.
What about looking at light bright? Is he talking about Chris Jericho's jacket?
No, fucking that stupid sign up for Fandango.
Whatever.
I think that was more horrifying than that music you played earlier.
Bitch, I don't want the fucking just okay more bullshit. I want that God Save Our Queen crap that comes out with now.
So how do you feel about Wade Barrett changing his theme music?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what it's called.
That new shit fucking sucks.
Yeah, that old thing is better for him.
He should have kept the other one. I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called God Save Our Queen.
Oh, yeah? Well, he ain't saving nobody with that music.
I think they're probably going to give him a new theme in like 2 weeks or so again.
Why the hell is that?
They never tried that one.
Why is Havoc turning into Mr. Hankey?
I must have been watching South Park earlier today.
Always save your poo.
Did he always save your poo?
Yes, he did.
Well, do you save your poo?
No, I flush it.
You're not like Borat? Where do I put this?
He probably would have that right now.
Nice. How much?
God damn it, nobody want to watch that movie again.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make anybody want to watch that movie.
This is why it's so fucking stupid movies that it doesn't matter how many times you see it, you're still gonna laugh at the shit.
Hell Dweller.
I don't know, I've never seen that other movie he did, that Dictator or whatever.
That one's pretty good too. I mean, he had the whole joke about 9/11 2012 in it.
Now, as for like that Bruno movie, it was completely gay, but it was pretty fucking funny.
I think the Dictator movie, I'd say if I'd rank his movies, I'd say I put Borat as number one. I'd say Talladega Nights would be number two. The Dictator put number three, and Bruno, the horrible one, is number four.
Man, that Talladega Nights, man, it wasn't even really his movie, though.
It wasn't, but his scenes were still good.
He was just a faggot in there, too.
Yes. He has a thing with being faggots in movies.
Yeah.
What the hell is that one line from that movie? Will Ferrell says something about, if you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you, or something like that.
If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
Yeah.
I was like, if you don't like Big Red, fuck you. That's the line.
I'll go to my computer.
Have it quit smoking crack.
Yeah, we don't really need to smoke or use any more drugs before the show. You can do it after the show.
Listen, cha cha la la.
Now we're singing Fandango. As I hate that nigga.
He does hate him.
Yeah, he's singing his theme music.
I want to kill him.
See that, man? See what you did, New Jersey, motherfuckers?
Yeah. or blow your motherfucking nigger's ass up.
That's just racist.
Yeah, really racist.
Well, then what if we get rid of Jersey? We get rid of the Jersey Shore. Forever.
We get rid of Jersey. We get rid of Victoria and Lori.
Well, we could save Lori.
We could save Lori.
As far as Victoria goes, she can fuck off.
Jeez.
Yep.
What did she do?
Because they were legit too damn much.
I don't even see her talk anymore.
Hey, as long as we ain't gonna hear legit like from her ever again, that's fine with me.
All I ever see is her posting pictures of herself. I don't ever see anybody talking though.
Pretty much.
Like she posted these one pictures and I commented on one. I was like, needs more butter. You have no idea what I'm talking about. So that's why you're not laughing.
Exactly true. Mr. Uso.
Did you just tell the Usos that you love them?
I think he did. Wow.
I just called you Mr. Uso.
Why are you calling me an Uso?
I don't know. I mean, again, you might not fit the qualifications of being an Uso.
Well, for one, I'm not Samoan. For two, it's not my name.
For three, probably can't wrestle.
What are you talking about? I'm a great wrestler. I'm the best wrestler alive. I'm the best in the world.
Alright, on that case, go wrestle Ryback.
Alright, he ain't shit.
And then Mark Henry.
What's he gonna do when I actually really hit him?
He's gonna go in the corner and bitch when you really hit him.
You know what I'm gonna
you
do
hit
when
me.
I'm You know what I'm gonna do with a match with Ryback? I'm gonna grab him by the head and walk around the ring with him. I'm going to show them how to really wrestle like the people doing in WWE 13.
I figured out how to do that once in a match in WWE 13. I totally forgot how to do it because it was annoying as fuck.
Well, that's how I'm going to start wrestling now.
Okay, challenge having to a match and just do that to them.
I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to Irish whip you.
And then you do the running, jumping move.
And then I'm not going to do anything else besides that. Until I can pin you.
Okay, Santino Marella.
I think he should come out to the music like Ricola.
Yes.
No. That's Santino Marella.
No.
Well, I mean, come on, you know,
he should come out to the theme song of, like, Red Cross or something. They got a theme song?
I don't think they have a theme song.
Well, they should. But that's what he needs.
Oh, wait, maybe they do. Wait, no, it's just a bunch of idiots in a fucking river.
Bunch of idiots in the river.
Oh, no, this is actual song. It's just idiots.
My head was shot in the back. Just 2 years old.
I don't care.
Shot in the back.
Yeah, that's the theme for the Red Cross. He got shot in the back.
He got shot in the back.
Why does the Red Cross sound more like Disney?
See, there it is. There's Cesaro's new theme song.
Yeah, Disney. Also, it's better than the folk, than what he has now.
What the hell? The hell is that really a Disney song?
I have no clue that's what it's starting off with.
Come on, that can't really be something for the Red Cross.
Yeah, this is definitely the theme for fucking Red Cross.
Sounds like fucking Circle of Life in the Lion King.
And maybe it is. Oh. Maybe it's the same singer.
Maybe it's the same beat too.
That too.
It's weird.
Oh, fuck you too, motherfucking Amazon.
Yeah, fuck you, Amazon.
Give me a fucking theme song. I didn't even want to download. Give me Zack Swagger.
Zack Swagger?
Yeah, I didn't want to download it. It gave me that one instead of fucking Fandango.
No, 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 no. You meant to say Jack, but you said Zack.
Zack Swagger, there you go.
Now introducing Zack Ryder's new gimmick, Zack Swagger.
There you go. That's how Zack Ryder's finally going to get his push. He's going to be on a tag team with Jack Swagger.
I feel sorry for Jack Swagger then. That's going to bring him down.
They're going to be called the Swag Fags.
The Swag Attack Bags.
That's too much. Three terrible things right after each other.
Duh, 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 duh.